Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Been a very, very busy afternoon. Well, it started to really start picking up around 4:40 when we learned of buildings being damaged, power lines down. A storm hit around the 3300 block of Copter Road in the Ellison Industrial Park. Yeah, a damage up there. Three people have been hospitalized. If you're not familiar with this area, I'll just take you on Davis Highway, Copter Road, east to Scenic Highway, in between there in the Industrial Park. Buildings were damaged on that road. Avoid the area. If you have to go down Davis, here's what I would do as a safety factor. I would go access Scenic Highway before Johnson, pick it up north on Scenic Highway, and you can access if you're going to Pace or Milton Highway 90 on that side, or on the west side, you can take Palafox to 9 Mile Road, shoot over to 90, and access Pace and Milton in that direction. But try to stay away from the area. Davis Highway, Scenic Highway, Copter Road. It's gone through a lot of damage this afternoon. Like I said, buildings are damaged. Power lines are down in the 3300 block of Copter Road this afternoon.
All righty. And one of our top stories here nationally, President Trump says the U.S. is taking control of Gaza, or not they are, but says that if they were to do so, it will lead to peace in the Middle East. Speaking alongside the King of Jordan earlier today, Trump said the Gaza Strip is a war-torn region and added that Palestinians will be moved to what he called a safer place. King Abdullah II pledged to take in 2,000 Palestinian children. Meanwhile, Trump also doubled down on a Saturday deadline for Hamas to release all remaining hostages, saying he doesn't think Hamas will meet the demand.
614 News, Radio 92.3. Stocks ending mixed today following President Trump's latest tariff escalation. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The major averages finishing mixed as investors digested comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who spoke before Congress today. Powell making a two-day appearance and said that the central bank is prepared to keep its key interest rate unchanged for now, as inflation remains elevated and the job market is solid. Investors also remain cautious ahead of key inflation data tomorrow with the release of January's Consumer Price Index report. Tech stocks were among the gainers, with shares of Meta Platforms rising slightly for its 17th straight session of gains. The Dow winners, Apple, IBM, and Coca-Cola. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Amazon, and Honeywell. The Dow rising 123 points, the Nasdaq lower by 70, S&P 500 up 2. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And mentioned this last hour, President Trump securing the release of a Pennsylvania teacher imprisoned in Russia. His special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, negotiated a deal with the Kremlin to release Mark Fogel. Fogel was arrested on charges of bringing medical marijuana into Russia back in 2021. And the American teacher was released from the Kremlin's custody, left on Witkoff's plane. He was classified as wrongly detained by former President Biden late last year.
Okay, while we're keeping it in the financials this afternoon, the head of the Fed Reserve suggesting we may not be seeing interest rate cuts for a while because the economy's doing pretty good. Jenny Casella has more.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell, addressing the Senate Banking Committee, defended last year's interest rate cuts as necessary because of cooler labor market conditions at the time and suggested more rate cuts are not immediately needed.
With our policy stance now significantly less restrictive than it had been and the economy remaining strong, we do not need to be in a hurry to adjust our policy stance.
Though inflation is easing, Powell says it's still higher than the Fed's goal of 2%. Powell also committed to working with Congress and colleagues at the Fed to examine ways to address debanking. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
6:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. There's not too much congestion from what I can see. Some minor backups on Highway 90 as you're traveling eastbound passing the Walmart area, but that's to be expected. Same with some minor issues on the Var Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, and maybe a little bit of congestion lingering on Burgess Road near the intersection with Palafox Street, but all of that should break down very soon. As for the weather, 70 degrees right now, and if you hear that and thinking it's kind of chilly, don't worry. It's not not going to get much cooler tonight. Low of 68. Tomorrow going to be a rainy Wednesday. High of 78. Low of 64.
Okay, Austin, I just want to take you back. I'm monitoring this this storm that passed through the Ellison Industrial Park.
Right.
I'm getting reports here and a little bit more. I wanted to find out more about those injuries. I was reporting a minute ago, three people were transported to a local hospital. Storm moving through the area around 4:20 this afternoon. National Weather Service is still not confirming whether it was a tornado or not. So we're still waiting on them to review the facts and exactly what did happen. But again, several injuries being reported, and those folks, some of them treated on the scene by Escambia County EMS, three patients going to a local hospital. And as they say, this is an active incident and the exact number of injuries unknown at this time because they're just basically taking care of priorities first. And that's going through those buildings, making sure nobody is still inside. But that's what we know as of right now about that incident, the weather incident coming through 4:20 in the 3300 block of Copter Road in the Ellison Industrial Park. News Radio 92.3.
And we also just had a texter dropping in letting us know that an accident occurred at Highway 87 South and East Bay Boulevard in Navarre. So we will keep an eye on that as well. They said it just occurred. So if there is any congestion accumulating, that will not be immediate.
This time of day, it's bad.
Right.
It's a convenience store right there in a red light. Mm-hmm. And the traffic will back up. You know, people maybe texting, driving, something like. So be extra careful if you're on 87 today.
Yes. Thank you for letting us know, texter. And you are more than welcome to text in at any time to 850-437-1620. Let us know what's going on the roads. Let us know what you think about some political thing we cover. Really anything. We're open-minded. 618 here, Rick Scott, part of an effort to protect veterans' gun rights. He announced yesterday he has joined colleagues to introduce the Veterans Second Amendment Protection Act. The bill ensures veterans don't lose their right to buy or own a gun when they receive help managing their VA benefits. Scott says he's proud to stand with our veterans to ensure equal protection of their rights.
Okay, we were talking about the financials here. This kind of groups it into that heading. The Trump administration making its first big move in crypto space. Grady Trimble has more.
Fox on Tech.
Crypto investors are optimistic about a new era for the $3.7 trillion industry under the new administration. President Trump's Securities and Exchange Commission is launching a task force to create clear regulations and guidelines for cryptocurrency. The crypto industry is celebrating the move, especially after years of frustration under former SEC Chair Gary Gensler. Seen as an enemy of cryptocurrency, Gensler's been replaced by acting chair Mark Ueda, who contrasted his philosophy on digital currencies from the previous administration on Fox Business just after the election.
One of the things that President Trump is absolutely right is the current administration's war on crypto needs to stop.
Trump, who launched a meme coin of his own just before the inauguration, campaigned on being a crypto-friendly president, and Bitcoin has been riding high since he took office. With Fox on Tech, Grady Trimble, Fox Business.
Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a bill moving forward in hopes of protecting Florida's environmental landscape. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
but it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving. Which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You know, I'm going to miss watching him on stage. I really enjoyed, over the years, Jimmy Buffett. Yeah. He was just so Gulf Coast.
I've been on a Jimmy Buffett kick.
Just good stuff. Can't go wrong. Hey, afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and Jimmy Buffett. Boy.
As the fancy French people say it.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
That's right. anyway... good stuff. I just wanted to throw that out there. Congrats to the folks over at Ascension Sacred Heart Pensacola Hospital. They've been recognized as one of the nation's 50 best cardiovascular hospitals. Now, this isn't their first rodeo. Eighth time the hospitals received the honor. This year, over 900 American hospitals were assessed on 23 metrics across five categories. Sacred Heart, one of only six, go ahead and count them, Florida hospitals to make the 2025 list.
I was counting on my fingers.
Good for you.
That's a great honor, and it says a lot about the type of care we have.
It really does. We're so fortunate to have facilities like that.
Absolutely. Just about 6:25 here. When we've been touching on this stuff going on Copter Road, Chris, you've been recommending people take perhaps Scenic Highway as an alternate route.
Exactly.
Well, you may want to reconsider because we do have an accident reported on Scenic. Yes, as you're traveling westbound, fixing to merge with Davis, heading into Pace. Just some minor congestion right now, but nonetheless, some is starting to pile up.
Just enough to generate the four-letter word, right?
Right. So gotcha. Be on the lookout for that. Also had a texter letting us know earlier that we had an accident. Let me see what they said. It was near the intersection with Highway 87 and East Bay Boulevard in Navarre. So be on the lookout for that as well. We had touched on that shortly before we went to break earlier. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 68 this evening. Tomorrow going to be a rainy Wednesday, high of 78, low of 64.
We got great texters. I mean, I almost feel like Garth. We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
Right.
626 News Radio 92.3. A warning about a bacterial threat in bread is taken off this afternoon. Lisa Brady has an explanation for us.
This is House Call for Health. The FDA issues an upgraded recall for millions of baked goods that could have bacteria contamination. The Food and Drug Administration has recalled more than 2 million baked goods made by FGF brands. The FDA says the recalled products were sold under various brand names, including Dunkin'. A report by the agency says the baked goods could have potentially been contaminated with listeria. However, FGF brands says the recall was completed in early January and that no food since then has tested positive for listeria, adding donuts currently on the market are safe to eat. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right. And what were you going to say something?
I was going to add on here because I got a story that kind of marries that story a bit in terms of bad food. You know, well,
that's what the people want to hear.
Questionable food, because now there is a major recall of canned tuna.
Yeah.
And Sue Guzman has more on this one.
If you recently purchased canned tuna at Trader Joe's, Walmart, or Costco, you may want to throw it out. This after Tri-Union Seafoods announced the recall due to the risk of botulism, a potentially fatal form of food poisoning because of a defect in the easy-open pull-tab lids. The tuna products were distributed to stores across 25 states. This voluntary recall is for H-E-B and Trader Joe's labeled canned tuna, as well as Genova and Van Camp. No deaths or illnesses have been reported so far, and the voluntary recall was issued out of an abundance of caution. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
All right, he mentioned this before the break as well. A bill moving forward in hopes of protecting Florida's environmental landscape. The unanimously approved measure would prevent the building of golf courses, pickleball courts, and hotels within state parks. The proposal was introduced after the Florida Department of Environmental Protection released the Great Outdoor Initiative last year as a way to increase recreational tourism at 9 parks through construction projects. Legislation aimed at blocking future developments at state parks will go up for discussion during the upcoming session on March 4th.
Okay, at least 3 injured, several buildings damaged in, I guess I could call this area geographically Ferry Pass. Storm moving through the area about 4:20 this afternoon. It's actually in the 3300 block of Copter Road in the Ellison Industrial Park. This gave me first responders responding to that storm damage as we speak. And also, they're checking for several people that they have not located as of yet. And then they're having to go through the buildings to check for more people. And as it's gotten, the darkness has set in, even compounds the issue a little bit more. So we're following the story. We had Scotland Wilson, Scambia County meteorologist, on with us about 15, 20 minutes right after that incident happened. We had her on talking about this. So we want to keep you up to speed in terms of what's going on over there right now. Now, you're telling me, because I was aware that there is an accident on Scenic Highway,
yes,
going on to 90, right?
Are we
right there?
Right.
So if you're thinking about alternate routes and you're coming and you wanted to use Davis, for instance, well, don't even think about from Johnson Avenue north on all the way, I guess, to 90 on Davis. Eliminate that area. And now the best way I would see if you're going to go Palafox, take Palafox all the way up to 9 Mile Road and then shoot over to 90 and to eliminate that whole total area if you need to get to the Pace, Milton area using those roads.
Yeah.
So anyway.
We're running out of options here.
I was going to say, Scenic was an option up until that happened.
Right. Yeah, that one's causing congestion both ways now.
So you might have a little wait there. Just bring along a little patience for you. So anyway, that's what's happening this afternoon in Pensacola. Wind event, rain event, just a weather event is what it was. Heading 4:20 in the 3300 block of Copter Road in the Ellison Industrial Park. Damage, yeah, buildings damaged. 3 transported to the hospital. And they're taking a look at a lot of first responders on the scene. Just evaluating what they're looking at this point.
Yeah. All righty. You're just about 6:30 here, or exactly 6:30. We're getting into our Fox News break coming up, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, we got some sports for you, as we always do this time every hour. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Got some of those men's college basketball scores coming up shortly.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump's latest executive order would further pare down the size of the federal government workforce. Fox's Jackie Heinrich explains.
President Trump compelling agencies to work with the Department of Government Efficiency to begin large-scale reductions in the federal workforce. The executive order limiting one new hire for every four employees that depart from government service and keeping new hires to essential positions.
Democrats claim actions taken by DOGE are unconstitutional. A federal appeals court is ordering the Trump administration to unfreeze federal spending, Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
The First Circuit Court of Appeals is keeping in place a district judge's order requiring billions of dollars in federal grants and loans to be released. Several states sued the Trump administration, arguing a funding freeze is holding up approved grant projects.
The administration calls the ruling intolerable judicial overreach. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump's threatened tariffs on Canadian crude oil imports could raise gasoline prices for U.S. drivers if the levies are enacted next month, according to major refiners and energy analysts. The 10% tariff is currently on hold until March 4th, after Mexico City and Ottawa reached an agreement with the White House. The additional tariff is on top of sweeping 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow gaining 123, the S&P 500 gained 2, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 70 points. Shopify has taken down officially a site advertised by the rapper formerly known as Kanye West that sold swastika T-shirts. The artist ran an advertisement on Super Bowl Sunday directing viewers promoting a single product, a $20 T-shirt with a swastika. It was removed this morning. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. When Dennis Allen took over for Sean Payton, I don't think anyone ever thought he would be the long-term guy. And now the New Orleans Saints have hired Kellen Moore to be their next head coach, and I'm not sold that Kellen is the right guy either. But regardless of what you think of the hire, one thing is clear: that Moore must find the Saints their next franchise quarterback, because if he doesn't, New Orleans will probably be looking for a new coach 3 years from now. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Mattress Firm's President's Day sale is happening now. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store mattressfirm.com for details.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. A little Doobie Brother action this afternoon.
Some people would call us the Doobie Brothers.
Probably so.
I don't know who or for what reason.
They actually probably call us a lot of other things. Hey, you know, Super Bowl 59, gosh, just barely behind us here. That is not stopping the big NFL marketing machine. Nope, league's already hyping Super Bowl 60.
Of course.
Commish Roger Goodell already discussing plans for the big game to be held in San Francisco, Feb 8, 2026. Super Bowl 61 is going to be at SoFi in Inglewood. Super Bowl 62 scheduled at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. And the Super Bowl locations for future games have not been determined.
Right.
That's how it's playing out.
And I was seeing the logo being spread around of Super Bowl 60. And do you know what the NFL's color theory is? Have you ever heard that?
I have not.
It is basically where the last several Super Bowls have had a couple of colors in the logo, and they seem to replicate competitive teams. So, for example, this year's Super Bowl logo had shades of red and green. Well, it was Chiefs Eagles. So a lot of people think, oh my gosh, is there a script and this is the hint of it? Well, it's more like rainbow-themed for Super Bowl 60, it looks like. So people are like, well, that just blew the color theory right out the window.
Let me give you the numbers theory here. Super Bowl 59, most watched event ever, Super Bowl event ever. Michelle Polino is digging into the story for us.
Super Bowl 59 on Fox averaged 126 million viewers across all platforms, according to early numbers from Nielsen and internal Fox data. If those numbers hold, it would mark the second year in a row the Super Bowl set a viewership record, surpassing last year's 123.7 million on CBS. Fox also reports a Super Bowl streaming record with 13.6 million viewers on its free streaming service Tubi, 14.5 million total streams, including NFL digital platforms. The previous record, 11.2 million in 2022. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I also want to go ahead and knock this out of the park since I hinted at this before the Fox News break. We do have some men's college basketball action going on as we speak. The top-ranked team, Auburn, they lost on Saturday to the Florida Gators. They are trying to get back on track at Vanderbilt right now. 3.5 minutes left to go in the first half. Auburn up 31-25, so they have an edge, but it's not very convincing. Just mentioned Florida. The Gators, number 3 in the nation, on the road to number 22 Mississippi State, only up by 1 point. 5:42 left in the first half there. That's 23-22 Gators. Number 5, Tennessee at number 15, Kentucky. Kentucky trying to get the upset here. Up 27-23, 3.5 minutes to go until halftime. And then last but not least, number 7, Purdue at number 20, Michigan. Some ranked Big Ten action for a change. We've got the Boilermakers up 37-28 with 3 minutes to go until halftime.
6:40, 20 away from 7, News Radio 92.3. You know, if you go to Vegas, you can go into like supermarkets and all, and they got like slot machines. Just all around the place. Now you kind of know that the gambling situation is getting a little bit extended here. This is what I'm talking about. A Connecticut state lawmaker wants to open up sports betting to the open skies. Grinnell Scott has the story.
Connecticut State Representative Christopher Rosario has put forth a bill to make betting on commercial planes legal in and out of his state, a national first.
If this takes off, literally, no pun intended, let's be there to capture some of that revenue.
Rosario says there's potential for in-flight betting with Delta Airlines and DraftKings' recent partnership. But Connecticut U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal says there are negatives when you combine betting, a confined space, possibly alcohol, not to mention
sitting next to someone who is also gambling is a recipe for disaster.
The bill must advance out of committee before the full state Senate can vote. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
All right, and this is where I come in. If you do have a gambling problem, the American Psychological Association says people in their early 20s are the fastest growing group of gamblers. If you or someone you know needs some help, call 888-ADMIT-IT for the Florida-based helpline. Gaming experts say 2.5 million Americans have a problem, and it should be seen as a public health issue.
Right, and absolutely it should. I think we've mentioned earlier this week, or at least I have, you can get addicted to anything. Too much of anything can be bad for you, and it is something you can become dependent on. I remember I had an ex one time, and her mother loved Coca-Cola, and it was a matter of, okay, well, you know, yeah, I need to get my mom Coca-Cola. She gets really irritable. And I'm like, your mom has an addiction to that, you know. And she's like, oh, no, you're ridiculous. I'm sitting here like, okay, she drinks it every day. And when she doesn't do it, she has mood swings and gets temperamental. Like, do you want to call it dependency? Is addiction too sharp of a word for you? So, yes, you can get addicted to anything. Gambling is absolutely no exception.
And it costs a lot.
Yes. Most addictions are costly sustain.
That's why I have not trebled down that road. Hey, it is another brutal road week for the good guys. Pensacola traveling up to Birmingham for a weekend series. Ice Flyers returning home. By the way, Evansville will be the next team we'll see on our home ice. Three-game series beginning Friday, February 21st. Puck dropping 7:05 for the Friday, Saturday game. Sunday game, 4:05.
All righty. And, you know, wanted to touch on this as well, because this is some NBA drama, Chris. The Charlotte Hornets hoping to get some answers from the league. According to ESPN, the Hornets have been in contact with the NBA as they explore options to dispute the Lakers' failed physical of center Mark Williams. The team is considering their next steps and weighing avenues to challenge the evaluation process or at least seek alternative resolutions. Charlotte traded Williams to LA last week. However, the deal was rescinded 2 days after the trade deadline due to the failed exam. So okay. Charlotte saying, what's up with that?
Okay, the 60th Fighter Squadron over at Eglin is conducting night flying operations as we speak. Right now, pilots are conducting the ops between 6 and 8. So you got about another hour and 15 minutes. So if you're hearing a lot of, we call it the Sound of Freedom, the jets overhead along the coastline, that is the U.S. Air Force, by the way, probably flying those F-35s this afternoon.
All righty. And flu cases spiking across the country with the rapid spread of a dangerous new strain. The CDC estimates that there have been 24 million flu cases this season. That's led to 310,000 hospitalizations and 13,000 deaths, including 57 children. The number of flu-related doctor visits have climbed to a 15-year high.
Wow. Weather pattern in the changing mode here. And we were kind of, of course, Austin's been talking about this throughout the afternoon. We're going to see an iffy pattern, wouldn't you say, all the way through, like, maybe the end of the week? Something like getting better on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, rain's coming and going throughout the week. It's supposed to spike up on Saturday. Sunday will hopefully be the start of some clearer skies.
Yeah, Saturday is the questionable date. It's already at 80%. They're pushing towards 100% wash on Saturday. So we will keep you just keep it on News Radio 92.3. We'll keep you posted on how this weather's playing out.
And not only that, but it says on Saturday night, from what I can see here, we're supposed to have showers for the most part over the course of these next several days. But on Saturday night, we're going to see a ramp up in chances of thunderstorms, so a bit more severe.
Not good. When you have to use that TS word, you know. No. I always say thunder showers. It sounds like it's a lighter instead of thunderstorms. Mm. Showers sound a little bit lighter.
I get you.
More friendly. Hey, Republicans in Congress making moves on passing President Trump's agenda. Ryan Schmelz on Capitol Hill this afternoon.
A markup for House Republicans' bill with President Trump's priorities on border, energy, and taxes has been scheduled for Thursday, though there hasn't been any bill text released. The House is trying for a one-bill approach, while the Senate is trying for a two-bill approach, where the tax policy will be separate. Speaker Mike Johnson says that's likely a non-starter for the House.
There is no animus or daylight between us. We all are trying to get to the same achievable objectives, and there's just different ideas on how to get there.
House Republicans are running into disagreements on spending levels, specific taxes, and how to pay for the agenda. They need to be on the same page with a slim majority in both chambers. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And since it's just past 6:45 here, we'll get a full check of the roads and weather that we were beginning to talk about just a moment ago. Yes, the weather right now, 70 degrees, overcast skies out there. Going to be a low of 68 tonight. Tomorrow, rainy Wednesday, high of 78, low of 64. As for the weather, the roads are looking clear for the most part. Do have some backups on Scenic Highway as you're approaching the merge with North Davis Highway to start heading over the water into Pace. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Bank of America. Whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
647. Still on that 2-hour delay. News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Hey, thanks for having us on. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Looking at those mortgage rates, possibly thinking about maybe buying or selling a home. They remain above that 7% level this afternoon. Home buyers and home sellers watching the numbers pretty closely. Mortgage News Daily has them, and here they are. Average rate on the 30-year fixed rate mortgage, 7.01%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage, around 6.41%. Something interesting happening on the House floor today.
Really?
South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace, she spoke for nearly an hour on the floor accusing several men of rape and other crimes. Now she wants them prosecuted. Chris Foster has the story.
Today, I'm going scorched earth.
Congresswoman Nancy Mace accuses four men of sexual abuse and voyeurism, finding photos and videos on her ex-fiancé's phone in 2023.
One of the first videos I saw was of a woman. She was incapacitated, and she was being raped.
She says there were pictures of underage girls and that she was raped after blacking out.
I zoomed in on the video, and that woman was me.
She says she found more evidence.
I still have the mark that Patrick Bryant made on me the night that he assaulted me.
He and some of the other men accused by name deny the accusations and say they're considering legal action. Members of Congress are protected under the speech and debate clause of the Constitution. Chris Foster, Fox News.
My goodness, what a situation. Also, this is one that's involving a congresswoman, but it's far more frivolous. Kid Rock and Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. Yeah, you're not dreaming. They were reportedly seen getting into a cab together the night of President Trump's inauguration. That's according to Page Six. Their source said the rocker and lawmaker were spotted at 2:30 a.m. as the inauguration parties began to end for the night. TMZ posted a story the day after the inauguration about the two, saying that Boebert, quote, was totally transfixed by the rock star.
Yeah, okay. While we're talking about entertainment value here, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Fest coming up pretty soon here, kicking off this spring, April 24th through May 4th. It'll span, of course, 2 weekends over at the fairgrounds. A lot of talent. Let me just give you a little sample. Pearl Jam, Dave Matthews Band, Lenny Kravitz, Santana, Casey Mulgraves, Luke Combs, Irma Thomas, Cheap Trick, Patti LaBelle, Joan Jett, and, of course, hundreds more coming up. Watch your parking over there. That's all I can say. Do not park in somebody's yard in Gentilly, Louisiana. That's where the fairgrounds is. And they don't take kindly to that.
Yeah, who would? Off my lawn.
Especially somebody in Gentilly. We call it Chili Gentilly. And don't park in yards if you're going to the Jazz Fest. Hey, you may not have a right to that silencer on your gun. For you gun advocates out there, here's something to digest. Here's Eben Brown.
The U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is now saying a firearm suppressor is not a protected item under the Second Amendment. The decision comes in a ruling in the case of George Peterson, arrested by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives for possessing a kit-made suppressor that was unregistered. The National Firearms Act restricts suppressors much as it does machine guns, and those looking to own one must acquire a special tax stamp. Peterson tried claiming his suppressor should be protected, but the court's panel says, unlike previous Supreme Court rulings having to do with ammunition, a suppressor isn't necessary to operate a firearm. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's not necessary. That is true. You can fire a gun without a suppressor. That happens all the time. 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get one last very quick check of the stocks for you, along with one last quick check of the roads and weather and more coming up shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Investing in times like these can be scary. If you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances, Armada Advisors will put you on the right path to success. Find out how tomorrow at 9, as Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel to find a better way to successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. That's tomorrow at 9 with Armada Advisors on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, little Madonna, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, making your Tuesday feel a little bit better. I'm not quite sure how the rain situation is throughout our area.
I closed the window.
but what I'm saying is watch your braking distance. I know the roads are slippery out there. Just be extra careful traversing the terra firma tonight. FBI releasing new documents related to the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy. This is getting good. I'm really interested in seeing some of these documents. Mm-hmm. Madeline Riviera has more from Washington.
The FBI started a search after President Trump ordered the declassification of all files related to the assassinations of JFK, Robert F. Kennedy, and Martin Luther King Jr. During that search, the agency found approximately 2,400 newly inventoried and digitized records that were previously unrecognized as related to the JFK assassination case file. Under the JFK Records Act of 1992, all documents related to the killing of JFK should have been transferred to the National Archives and released to the public by October 2017.
Just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last very quick check of the roads and weather for you. Roads are looking pretty good. Still have some minor congestion on Scenic Highway going both ways. This is near the merge with North Davis Highway heading into Pace. There was an accident reported there earlier this hour. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 70 degrees. Low of 68 this evening. Going to be rainy tonight and, of course, bleeding into your Wednesday where it will be a high of 78, low of 64.
I want to get you up to speed on the American school teacher that was released from Moscow today. This is a very big deal. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says Mark Fogel, an American school teacher arrested in Russia in 2021 and sentenced to a 14-year prison sentence, has been released. He was convicted of drug possession. His family says Fogel was traveling with medically prescribed marijuana. The president's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, left Russia with Fogel following a negotiated exchange. Waltz says the release serves as a show of good faith from the Russians and a sign we are moving in the right direction to end the brutal and terrible war in Ukraine. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And I try my best to be a man of my word. So, I mentioned this before the break, Wall Street closing mixed. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 123 points to 44,593. The S&P 500 rose 2 points to 6068. And the NASDAQ lost 70 points to 19,643. There you go.
Well, the market's a little active here this afternoon.
Yeah, a little flighty.
Here's something interesting I wanted to pass on, since we're kind of lightening things up here for a few minutes. Jill Nato. She is reporting on something you can do if you're sick of rising egg prices. Here's Take a Pause.
Take a pause.
With the crazy prices we've seen on eggs lately, is it time to grow your own chickens?
When you raise on your own and when you crack them, I mean, you can tell by the yolks are just so healthy looking, nice and orange color, not like a dull yellow colored egg.
Largo Feed and Pet Supply Manager Justin McQueen in Florida says a lot of people are trying to raise backyard chickens, but there are upfront costs. A few $100 for a chicken coop, about $30 a month for food for a flock of four. There's fencing and power.
When we get the baby chicks, and you're going to have some kind of like heat lamp on them. They like to stay about 90 degrees for the first couple weeks, and then you start dropping it about 5 degrees a week.
He says those chicks start laying eggs at 18 to 20 weeks old. And if you've got four chickens, you may see 8 dozen eggs a month. But there's another benefit.
They're considered a companion animal. They'll come right up to you if you're sitting down in a backyard. They usually, some of them will hop right up in your lap.
Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Well, isn't that cute?
Yeah, go ahead. You tell me if you got chickens.
No, I don't.
Okay.
What, you saying they're not as friendly as she claims?
Hey, listen, you know what I want? You know, I've always been, I like goats. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have a goat. And I would love to have some chickens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I kind of like that farming stuff.
Alrighty. This is an upsetting headline, but nonetheless, a strange one. The Anti-Defamation League upset over a snowman that was found in Westport, Connecticut that had a swastika on it. The ADL alleges that the snowman found in an unnamed town park was also made to look like Adolf Hitler. The group says that during these times of rising hate and anti-Semitism, community leaders need to speak out against such hateful displays. I agree, but this was just some random dork who had too much time on his hands.
So tell me, where do you watch YouTube? Do you watch it on your phone primarily, or?
Phone and computer.
Okay, well, here's a story that might interest you. YouTube viewing on TV has surpassed mobile and on your computer here in the U.S. Michelle,
really?
Michelle Polino has the numbers for us.
TV is now the top device for YouTube viewing, surpassing desktop and mobile, according to CEO Neil Moen. Nielsen data shows YouTube has been the number one service in time spent viewing on TVs for 2 straight years. Moen called creators the startups of Hollywood, highlighting Dude Perfect's $5 million headquarters. More than half of channels earning at least $10,000 now make money beyond the ads through shopping and memberships. Moen emphasized YouTube's cultural impact, noting Joe Rogan's President Trump interview hit over 55 million views. YouTube also surpassed Spotify and Apple as the top podcast platform. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, there was a time, even when I was alive, where YouTube was still...
So you're dead.
What I'm saying is, even in my lifetime...
Oh, okay.
You know, I can remember a time where people would have looked at YouTube and it would have been like, you can't make a living off that. Are you kidding me? You certainly can.
Yes,
making more
can.
Money than I'll ever make.
There you go.
My gosh. Put some respect on YouTubers' name.
Tell
that's
it
all,
like it is.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's my parting message. What's yours?
The future. The future is coming in a couple of weeks. New mint-flavored treat coming to a Wendy's drive-in near you. Thin Mints Frosties. From the Girl Scouts. And
that's
also,
a far less aggressive message
than
mine.
Yeah, and also we have, let's see here, spring officially arriving in 37 days on March 20th. A couple of things to kind of take in. See you tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Have a great night.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.